This is a replay of the Tuesday night, June 30th WGN show. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the best deal and good customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. And we've got your request, too. But came across this and thought I'd share because it is the list of the 8 worst new fast foods. And what I was so pleased about this list was that it's not basically just what's bad for you, like too much fat or whatever. No, it's just what's bad. And it was, tastingtable.com. That consulted dozens of social media comments along with in-depth reviews and taste tests and, of course, Tasting Table's own research. And they were after finding the fast food items with the most consumer complaints. And they did. And so apparently there's 8. There's another running theme with the worst reviewed items of 2026. Poor value. Yes, as inflation climbs, apparently, overpriced fast food items are the norm. So what is lousy from January to May of this year so far? McDonald's Big Arch. And apparently, I am not aware of this, but I'm probably not aware of most of these, actually. But apparently, they did a lot of hype, and they brought over the over-the-top burger to the United States. But the Big Arch, which I guess hailed from elsewhere, was a big disappointment. Advertised as fresh and exciting, customers said it's not different from a Big Mac or any of the other McDonald's burgers, and the flavor leaves a lot to be desired, and it's too expensive, costing nearly $12 at some locations. And then there's Dunkin' Dirty Soda. That sounds horrible just to say, and apparently Dunkin' hopped on the trend of dirty soda. I did not realize that was, in fact, a train that left the station, but apparently its spin on the classic combo of cola, dairy, and sweetener spun out. The chain added coffee to its version, of course, and a non-traditional ill-advised moves, apparently, according to those who tried it. And yes, they reviewed the flavor as confused, overwhelming, and weirdly medicinal with chemical or cherry notes. A drop of a cough drop, anyone? Yeah, and one taste tester said it's an excellent appetite suppressant. After consuming one, you really don't want to eat anything ever again. Well, that would do it. Burger King's new Whopper. Did you know they had one? Well, apparently new and improved is how they've been advertising it since January, and it now features boxed packaging. But you can't eat the box, really. Other reviewers noticed big improvements on the revamped bun and toppings, but many said the burger tastes the same or worse than it did before. Some customers also remember the Whopper being much better in decades past. I would tend to agree with that in most fast food. Then there's Panera Salad Stuffers. If you're into Panera breads, apparently they put salads into a hollowed-out bread roll and called it an innovation. And customers said it was a wasteful use of bread. And you're right. And not only that, any salad that doesn't fit inside the crust is tossed. One taste tester found the salad stuffers to be meh overall, and especially in value. No way an entire half salad was squeezed into each of these bread loaves, and you're paying more than you would for that salad. All right. So, apparently, some behind-the-scenes investigation showed the Panera employees disliked them even more, begging patrons not to order them. God. And the reason they didn't like them, it had nothing to do with how it tasted, although that's bad enough. Very finicky to assemble. And so when a customer comes in, oh, you want that? Wendy's new spicy chicken sandwich, apparently. They say if Burger King's new Whopper is a disappointment, then Wendy's upgraded spicy chicken is worse. It's a disgrace, said some customer feedback. Despite promises of a more flavorful marinade, crunchier breading, and zestier toppings, customers say the new actually is vastly inferior to the old. And one Redditor said the chicken tastes like big processed nugget. Oh, God. With several other commenters agreeing. Yeah, that's even worse when everybody jumps on the bandwagon and says, yep, that's it. And one Facebook user said, no spice, thin chicken, weak bun, whack veggies. All right. Then we have Taco Bell's chocolate fudge and caramel empanadas. Apparently, sounds good on paper to somebody. Warm, crispy empanada shell filled with gooey salted caramel or rich fudge. Apparently, customers had their expectations dashed. Apparently, skimpy size, hard, overcooked exteriors, dearth of filling when it came to the caramel, for sure. Another Redditor noted that it tastes like sludge. There's a marketing campaign. And then another user said, the only edible part was the filling on the chocolate one, and even that wasn't great. All right. And we have Papa John's oven-toasted sandwiches, well, either way, available in Philly cheesesteak. Oh, what could possibly go wrong there? Chicken bacon ranch and steak and mushroom. And actually, they looked pretty good in the promotional photos anyway. Even the customers that don't hate them, and that was a small smattering of people, said they seriously skimp on ingredients. Literally less than a spoonful of filling in the sandwich, said one. Some also found the flavors to be generic or downright insipid. Combined with the prices, some customers were paying over $10 for these half-size bread-heavy subs. And it's a recipe for disappointment. Then there's Arby's quarter-pound chopped brisket sandwich. And I'm glad I read this because I like brisket, so I might have been one to try this. Not after this. Arby's may have the meats, but the chain doesn't necessarily guarantee that all of the meats will be winners, nor do they guarantee that all of them will be in the sandwich. Its quarter-pound chopped brisket sandwich promises a generous portion of meat smoked for 13 hours. Customer said, no, it's small in size. You can get better brisket for more value at any old-fashioned barbecue place. And actually, after the author of this research compilation tried it, they agreed. It's generic, it's dry, and not worth $10. Yeah, I'd rather walk down the street and spend $19.95 on a smoked brisket sandwich and a side of mac and cheese at my local barbecue shop, said one tester. All right, so there you have it. Now you know what not to eat in terms of what's being touted. And I must say, I didn't catch commercials for any of this stuff, but I am seriously disappointed hearing about the brisket. All right, so that's what was on my mind. Let's see what's on yours. We've got Chris in South Carolina. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, Allie?
All right, how about yourself?
Going good. Yeah, guess what today is?
Well, according to the screen, we're going to do birthdays, and you mentioned Lena Horne. She shares a birthday on this date with Florence Ballard of the Supremes, Billy Brown of the Moments, Gene Cotton, Tony Hatch, Larry Henley of the New Beats, and June Valley. So a lot of birthdays today. Lena would have been 109 today, and that was the deal. So, yes.
Yeah, what's your favorite song that you like?
Oh, you know, she did a number of things that I thought were just great, actually. Obviously, Stormy Weather is always well known, but One for My Baby and One More for the Road, that's a hard song to do well, and I like that. A Fine Romance was nice. Trying to think of her version of Lady is a Tramp. And I've Got Rhythm's not bad either, and there are many more, but those are the ones that come to mind. How about you?
I think Stormy Weather is the top of that.
Well, that's her signature.
That's her. The movie,
right, and that's her signature song. It's her signature song. That's why I didn't mention it, because everybody picks that. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of that, can you play that for me?
Stormy Weather, the Lena Horne version. Yeah, I think we can arrange that.
Yeah, or the one she sung from the movie with the same name.
Okay. Yeah. Let me write this down so I don't forget it. And we'll do it for you, Chris.
So there's a different version of Stormy Weather.
Yep. Oh, that's one
the
of the most...
recorded version from the studio and right. One she sung on the movie.
Right, right. Well, I'd rather go with the studio version myself, but do you have a preference?
I'll try the studio one so we played the movie one before.
Yep.
And just do the studio one.
Okay, we'll do it. I promise, before the night is out.
One more thing.
Yes.
One more thing.
Yeah.
You said, like, when it comes to the radio station, Anderson was flat as a pancake.
Yeah.
Is Greenwood flat as a pancake?
Well, you tell me.
Yeah, because the tower, like you said, the FM stuff, there's no terrain or no height.
Right, well, that's, and so there you got your answer. Yeah, height is king. There's many things about height that also are a deterrent because of multipathing and other potential problems. But by and large, you get height, the world is your oyster. Otherwise, you know, you've got to probably go with other people and construct something that will be shared. That's usually the best way. If you're in a Houston or a Miami, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, because, you know, CRS's competitor was WGSW 1350.
Uh-huh.
And they off the air.
Yep. You'll hear more and more of that. Okay, we'll talk to you later. I'll get your Lena Horne.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, Before the Night is Out. It won't be my first because my first was already promised. I know what it is. I'm trying to think of who I promised. Oh, I think Billy Bob, actually. He wanted me to do the original The Tide is High, which was, you know, a Jamaican record. And I'll be happy to do that. I've got it on vinyl. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Oh, we got Mike in Elmwood Park, Nick in Baltimore, all right, Brian in Seneca, and there's room for you too. And all your requests coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there it is. That is the original on Treasure Isle, 1967. The Tide is High. That was John Holt's group. Actually, he didn't start the Paragons, but he was in and out of it a few times, and he wrote The Tide is High. But the real force behind it was Duke Reed. Duke Reed, he had the studio, and he had the label, Treasure Isle, and he had the backup band. Yeah, if you look at one of the labels, it'll say The Paragons with Tommy McCook and the Supersonics. That was just the backup band at Treasure Isle. But in any event, it was obviously Jamaican and a big hit there. I don't know that it was released in the States. It was released in the UK, and it was also released in Jamaica on Trojan, but it's really a Treasure Isle record and truly a Jamaican hit. All right, so that was Billy Bob, who wanted to hear that and happy to play it. 888-876-5593. Mike in Elmwood Park, what's up tonight?
How you doing, Raleigh? Can I get a couple requests on?
Let's see what you want. All right.
How about When You Dance by the Turban?
Oh, absolutely.
And Tonight Tonight by the Mellow Kings?
Okay.
And I think that's it.
All right.
I got you on every night.
Well,
believe me.
We are glad to have you. That is for sure. And you will hear that this week.
You make my evening. You really do.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for calling. That makes my evening. Trust me. All right. Do it again soon. Thanks.
But thanks. Thanks. You know, if you play them, it don't have to be right away. I mean, I know you get quite
well,
a bit.
Yeah, it's on the list, so you will hear it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
The
proviso is that I don't lose the paper, but what I've started to do, rather than write them on napkins or things like that, which just really wasn't working out, yeah, to say the least, I'm now writing them on my little notes for the rundown of what the shows are. So as long as I know which rundown, I probably will know what you wanted. I hope so. It's been working out a little better anyway. Nick is in Baltimore. What's up tonight, Nick?
Hey, how you doing, Baltimore?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. A little bit of back pain, but dealing with it.
That's the worst. By the way, there's no such thing as a little bit of back pain. Even a minor bit of back pain just knocks you out.
Yeah, it's that thing. Yeah, it is. But I can't take any painkillers because of my stomach. So
right. And that's for the best anyway, because talk about a list of side effects that would choke an elephant. Long term, they don't work out so well. Well, you know, assuming at some point you actually want to use the bathroom. So, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're helping me tune out the pain. So,
well, thank you.
It's a good thing.
It is my honor.
I just had a quick question. I know your break's coming up, right?
Well, see, you're the one keeping me honest about this. Yes, I've got a minute and a half. It's all yours, and we can talk after.
I got a big clock in front of me. I had a quick question about, when BT goes off, can KFAB go non-directional?
That's a great question. And I would hope that they would file to do that. They might be able to do it.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. And the other question I had, a friend of mine, you remember Mike Lance, he told me that station in Fort Myers at 770 is off the air.
Okay.
It's been sold, so I don't know. I just wanted to find out if it really was off the air.
So
that means they can get WABC down there, I guess.
Yeah, well, that absolutely is true. So that 770 didn't have much of a night signal anyway.
No.
So
630 watts.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it was ESPN. I think they signed off and. I think that the cluster was sold, and they signed that one off. It originally had been WBCN, and maybe it still was, I don't know, but they were ESPN, and that is a goner.
Yeah, so it's actually clear down there now.
Yeah, pretty much. Hang on a minute, don't go away, stay where you are. All right, so
okay.
So between Nick and John, I'm actually getting the news on time on WGN Radio.
Well, it's time of the night, and I just got paid. By my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go. Have a time, cause it's Saturday night. Now I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it out. Gonna ball it up.
ball tonight. Got me a date and I won't be late. Pick her up in my 88. Shag going down by the Union Hall. When the dots start dumping, I have a ball. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Tonight, along about 10, I'll be flying high, walk on out unto the sky. But I don't care if I spend my gold, cause tonight I'm gonna be one episode. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rock it up and ball tonight.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, it's Little Richard. Rip it up, 1956. The flip side was Ready Teddy, actually. That was New Orleans through and through, all the way around. It was recorded at J&M, Cosmos Studio, and a lot of royalty played on that. You hear Lee Allen on tenor sax, and Earl Palmer on drums, and just a fine song, and... Yeah, so it was Brian in Seneca who had requested that. Ah, back to Nick. You know, Nick, by the way, since we've been talking, I've been trying to look up the deal with 1110, and here's what I think will happen. Now, of course, you know, we're talking about iHeart, if you will, Clear Channel. So whether they'll do anything is another story. When J.T. Enderton was working for them, I guarantee you they would have, because he was Mr. Signal. He was better than anybody else at that. But don't forget, even though they can apply to the FCC because, you know, it's a shared 1A frequency, there's international agreements as well. So you have to take a look at what else is involved, because at this point they would be grandfathered in if there's someone in Canada or Mexico. And I have not looked at that yet, but that's going to probably be the story if there is one. Let's see. We've got Puerto Vallarta. No, I'm not worried about that. Mexico City. I want to look at that license. And Juarez as well. So... you know, we'll see. You've got a lot of people. Well, not a lot. Obviously, KFAB and BT were the big ones. But you know, where you're seeing 10,000 watts, you're seeing it in places like Alaska. So, of course, the old KRLA, they're secondary. They got 20,000 watts in a weird ass, and a not a desirable pattern. God, I can't believe it. But that said, the question is, would you want to have iHeart spend that money at this point in time? And so I don't know that it's reality, but yeah, they could.
All right. It's an interesting idea, you know.
Well, no, absolutely. And believe me, if someone else owned it, I would think they would go after that whole hog, because obviously you're running the 50,000 watts anyway, so you're paying for the power. You'd have less antennas to worry about, including, you know, I don't know what the tower site is there, but they theoretically could sell some of the land, depending. It's got all positives for it, but I'm not sure that iHeart has the stomach for it right now. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Good question, though. I'm glad you asked it.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple other things too, I'll throw this out to the listeners as well. You know, we're talking about that DX286 I bought.
Yes.
And it's a really great radio, and I think I told you I got KYW's FM.
Yeah.
Simulcast. So I wrote them, and their chief engineer wrote me back a real nice letter.
Was it Dave Scalish?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's one of the people I really enjoyed working with.
Yeah, he exactly. It was him, and he wrote me a real extensive letter, and he gave me a website. It's the dxinfocenter.com.
Uh-huh.
And that's a great site. You know, if you can look at the forecast for the Tropo and
yep.
East Gibbs and everything. So.
Yep, I've got it bookmarked.
Oh, yeah, I do too now.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. I just throw that out to the listeners.
Nice.
Anyway, he's interested in looking into that. But
nice. Yeah.
That's what I had for you tonight. And
well, it is so wonderful to hear from you as always.
Well, we appreciate you all. You really do a great job, and you're really helping me out because you're helping me tune out the pain without.
That's doing God's work if I'm able to accomplish that. So good.
Oh yeah.
All right.
You do that. You do that every night. So hey, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh, Brian and Seneca, welcome back to WGN.
It's great to be back, Raleigh, and it's great to hear the easy request.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on the hard request, because Peter Nuno seems to be alive somewhere, but has dropped completely out of public view, but we'll track his radio theme show down someday, I guess.
I don't know. I think that I've lost that request from the list. So,
Easy Request is Rip It Up, which you just played.
Yeah, absolutely. That was easy. But yeah, finding theme songs for people that no one remembers, unfortunately, and I say that with great sorrow, is a little harder.
I remember him. I can't possibly be the only No Habla Gringo who remembers Peter Nuno.
I hope not. Well, if anybody remembers what his theme song was, radio, we want to know. All right, we'll keep looking.
Yes, and back to the things that I actually called for. The first one, John passed me on before I could get to the second, but the first one was for the Big Arch.
Oh, yes, McDonald's.
People were complaining about that because they figured it was fun to complain about McDonald's and complain about being able to complain.
Okay.
First off, the price was a little pricey.
$12, yeah.
You figure it was a half-pound hamburger with a unique bun and a couple of other unique items that made the sandwich a lot more expensive to serve in the short term as compared to their regular double quarter pounder where the ingredients are always coming through. It was only a dollar or two in market. It was only a dollar or two at the most. More expensive than a double quarter pounder, which is a half pound hamburger. And if you've got the appetite to pack away a half pound hamburger in a single sitting, the Big Arch was actually pretty darn good.
I'll take it. You know, from what you're saying, I'm not going to eat it, but okay.
Well, you're not going to eat it right now because they've already pulled it out of the U.S. market.
Well,
it was a limited time offering, and they're hitting the slide rules to figure out if they're going to eventually bring it back in the United States as a permanent menu item. It's very successful overseas, but it also didn't help things that they've got a CEO who eats paper printed spreadsheets and dines on health food with his pinky in the air.
That's so funny.
And tries to pretend to be a fast food junkie running a fast food company and trying to eat a half pound hamburger while the cameras are rolling.
I'll have to look for that.
You notice Colonel Sanders never ate any of that mashed potatoes and gravy when he was still alive selling the chicken.
Well, of course, remember Colonel Sanders was sued when the company was sold for saying that the mashed potatoes and gravy tasted like wallpaper paste. So, yeah, Frisch's went after him for that.
Exactly, and he wasn't going to say that on the commercial, but you never saw the mashed potatoes and gravy and the Colonel in the same frame.
But I'll tell you, he had the Colonel's lady, Claudia Sanders, in Frankfurt, and their mashed potatoes and gravy were actually good.
Oh yeah, because Harlan Sanders was a lot of things, but one of the many things he was is he knew how to cook. He was a...
Yeah.
Well, he was such a very good cook that he actually made his first fortune on cooking after most people would be completely retired.
Oh, yeah, and of course, the franchising wasn't his idea. It was that guy from Utah, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think that was even the original concept of franchising restaurants, but it was the Harmon, I believe his name was, who came up with the idea of franchising Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. So there you go.
That was one of the burgers on the list. The other burger on their list was complaining about the quality improvements.
Of the new Whopper, yes.
I've had I've had Burger King quite recently at a couple different locations, and the quality was bad enough that I hadn't been at a Burger King in a couple of years. But I went back, and between the wrapping and boxing of the Whoppers and the improving of ingredient quality, if the franchise you visit knows what they're doing in the first place, Burger King's quality is back, and it's back with a purpose.
All right.
So that's another sandwich family that doesn't belong on that particular list.
Well, everybody's a critic. Everybody's going to have their own take on it. I can't comment because actually everything on this list I've never tried. The only thing that I thought might be interesting to try was that brisket, and now that I've read the review, I think I'll pass.
Yeah, Arby's, their tagline is, we've got the meats. Their honest tagline would be, we've got the meats, but you're never going to see them.
Oh, God. Well, there you go.
That's a little bit extreme, and they're not a horrible place. But beyond their main roast beef sandwiches, everything they do ends up reminding you of something that you had so much better just about everywhere else.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure there's a positioning statement there somewhere, but I don't want to think of what it would be.
Yeah, so, well, visit Arby's if you want a roast beef sandwich. It's not a Chicago-style Italian beef. And
okay,
for anything else, go somewhere else where they actually know how to cook it.
All right. Well, very good. There is your review.
The last thing I had is from the Instant Karma department.
Yes.
And a gentleman in Lynette, Alabama. He actually lived in North Georgia, but his girlfriend lived in Lynette, Alabama.
Okay.
And he decided to do away with the woman.
Oh.
Murdered her, took her out in the country in his truck, was dragging her out in the middle of the woods to leave her body, had a fatal heart attack, and died.
Yeah, I heard this. I even saw pictures. Yeah, he was strangling her, and he dies while he's dumping the body. At first, I thought he died while he was strangling her. I thought that would be pretty good, but he was actually just dumping them. And they were both in their 40s, and obviously they're dead. So how about that?
Yeah, definitely a shame for her and for her survivors.
Oh, of course.
And for that matter, the survivors of the man, too, but... like you said, instant karma.
It is. It absolutely is. Although, I'll tell you, every time I hear like things like the death penalty and all that, not to be political, but I think it would be so much worse to know you're going to be in prison for the next 40 years that dying might be the easy way out.
Yeah. Trying to stay away from politics too much. The biggest problem, in fact, the only problem I have with the death penalty is we're trusting the decision of life and death to 12 people who weren't smart enough to get out.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I sure know that line.
And especially in Illinois, if you convict a person of murder, especially in Lake County, Illinois, that's the one sure way of proving your innocence, because if they were guilty, they wouldn't have gotten convicted in Lake County.
Okay. All right. Good to talk to you, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. So, yeah, that 12 people too dumb to get out of jury duty. That's why I always urge people when they get those summons, for God's sakes, go. Because what if it were you and it was your trial? Now, maybe not for murder. Maybe it would be, business trial or something, not necessarily criminal. Even so, you really want to make sure that the people who are hearing it are going to know, you know, well, are going to be awake and conjugating verbs and hearing every word. So, yeah, go if you get called. But no, I absolutely do think that dying is the easy way out in terms of that. Yeah. Having to live on Earth for decades after decades, particularly in a one-room cell. Now, that's really hell. Let's talk about heaven, though. The Sea Crane Company, the CC Skywave SSB2. This is a wonderful travel companion. And, you know, of course, it's good for emergencies as well. But it's just wonderful in that it's very small. It'll fit right in your hand. It weighs just 8 ounces, 400 presets. And you not only have what Bob Crane has done for every radio, terrific AM and FM reception, but you have SSB2, single sideband, and of course you have the VHF band of world traffic controllers, which is a lot of fun. And so, you know, NOAA weather and the alerts as well, and the clock, the radio, the timer, and everything else. And it's terrific. So whether you're just traveling and wondering what those VHF air traffic controllers are saying to each other, you can hear that. Or whether you're into SSB, single sideband, where, you know, normally you just hear hams jawing with each other. But, man, here's the earthquake, here's the hurricane, disasters. When normal communication fails, you might hear it first right there. And other than that, fits in the palm of your hand with 400 presets and great sound. It's a wonderful travel companion. Go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. Look at the CC Skywave SSB2. If you can't go online, you can call them. They've got terrific customer service, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. And you tell them Raleigh sent you. But if you can go online, check it out, ccradio.com, the CC Skywave SSB2. On WGN Radio.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun. Once more, can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1943 on Victor, Lena Horne, Stormy Weather. She wasn't the first to record it. It was her signature song, but it actually dates back a decade or so. Well, actually a few decades before her version. And I think there's been close to 600 people who've recorded that, but the original was Ethel Waters with Duke Ellington, and that was like 1933. So this was 43, so okay, a decade later. And it really became her signature song. I think she actually recorded it in late 41, and then I think it actually was released in 42, but the 78 I've got on Victor says 43. All right, so there you have it. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, and yes, it would have been her birthday. And along with, we were talking about some of the others as well, in addition to Lena Horne, who would have been, 109 today. Florence Ballard would have been 83 of the Supremes. And Billy Brown of the Moments, 82. And I think he may still be with us. I hope so, anyway. Gene Cotton, and he'd be 82 as well. And, oh, man, this guy got into politics in Tennessee over the roads. It was just wonderful. So, hopefully he's still with us and it didn't kill him, but I don't know. I'll have to check that one out. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and let's see, Robert in Chicago has some requests, does he? All right, Robert, what is it you want to hear?
Okay, I thought of, you were talking about Lena Horne, and I was thinking of another lady of song from that era. I'd like to hear Unforgettable by Dinah Washington.
Okay.
And, she was, it was kind of a toss-up, my favorite, between Nat King Cole and Dinah Washington, as far as the favorite, too.
Okay.
But, and then let me see what else. It must be my age. I can't remember the other tune that I wanted. But Unforgettable would be great for now,
Okay. All right. You'll hear it this week. If not tonight, certainly before the week is out.
Oh, sure.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Raleigh, thanks.
Good to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, so let's see. We've got about a minute here before the news, and we'll start with Fran in Austin. So, Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Well, first I have a couple of requests.
Okay.
One is Fantastic Voyage.
Okay.
Fly, flippity fly, forget about your troubles and your 9-to-5. I think that's called Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah. And I'm trying
okay.
I'm trying to think of who did it. That's what's driving me crazy.
Me too.
Well, I'll find it. It's probably something I put on this computer years ago, so hopefully it will show up, but if not, we'll find
Gary?
It.
Lakeside.
Okay, all right. Lakeside. Okay, absolutely. Yep.
And
you know what? I've got two copies of it right here. And that's interesting. Okay, yeah, you'll hear it.
And then I wanted to hear Fine Romance, the one with Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay.
And Louis Armstrong. They do a good job with that.
Okay, and Louis Armstrong. All right, you got it.
Okay, and I wanted to talk about fast food after the break.
Sounds good. Okay. Stay where you are. More fast food, more often, coming up on WGN Radio.
Hey, come along, take a ride. There's a party over there that ain't no job. It's live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles and your 9-to-5. And just sail on, that's what you do, just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
See you. Won't
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Lakeside, I think they were from Dayton, 1980 on Solar, Sounds of Los Angeles. Indeed, and actually about 14 years later, Coolio, same title and some sampling and heavily influenced by... on Tommy Boy, and a nice effort, but yeah, I thought Lakeside trumped it myself. So back to Fran. Thanks for remembering that. I hadn't thought about it in years.
I love that. That really got me dancing in my chair here.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, I was thinking back on, you know, KFC used to be really good.
Oh, back in the day. In the... Are you kidding? Yeah.
Oh, God.
When they,
when they
first franchised it, it was just wonderful. And they'd give that little side of honey with it. And, oh, man, it was just wonderful. And it,
oh, yeah, those honey, that honey biscuit thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I never did like their gravy and their mashed potatoes. But, you know, I was fine with just give me some chicken.
Yeah, it was,
it was
really good, and but it went south fairly quickly.
They had really good potato salad.
Yeah, fairly
quickly.
Yeah,
they had really good potato salad.
Yes, they did. Yes, and coleslaw, yes, absolutely.
So I could avoid their nasty mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But but now it's like, it depends on which one you go to. There's one in one part of Austin that's good and another one that is always greasy. And I can never remember which one is which.
Oh, geez.
So I don't do either.
Oh, geez. Yeah, no, I
don't
say,
do either of them anymore.
I say it's over 60 years since I was at one I liked. So it's been a long time.
Yeah, but it's too bad.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to hear about the Wendy's spicy chicken because I used to like that. I'll have to order it and see if it's changed as much as they say. I haven't ordered one in a long time, but I used to like that. And I've heard that a lot of the Wendy's are going out, and that's too bad because it's the only place I can get a halfway decent salad.
And it'll give you a free senior Coke. So
yeah, they will. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying, and I've heard about that too, and I don't know what's behind it or what the deal is. I remember when they were first starting out, that's when Charlie Rich's business manager and attorney just fell in love with them for some reason. He'd been up to Columbus, where they so he bought the franchise for Nashville, Davison County, all of it. And believe
me,
Charlie retired on that a lot more than any record he ever made. That's for darn sure. But I had to take him up there to, you know, whatever their Hamburger U kind of thing was to do some publicity stuff. And yeah, the square hamburger. But one thing that they, why I thought of this is one thing that they told me, they didn't have enough money to research locations. So they just figured wherever McDonald's went, they researched it well. So they just opened a place catty corner.
Oh, that's interesting because when I was in college, I used to live within walking distance and there was a Wendy's and there was a McDonald's across the street.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what they did. That was literally their research was, well, if McDonald's are open it, we will too. So yeah.
I preferred Wendy's, although, you know, once in a while I like a good quarter pounder, but I've never had that new one they're talking about. I don't even know what's on it. But I'm not spending $12.
Right, right. I'll be sick to my stomach just for that alone. You know, that's just not going to be happening.
If I'm going to pay that much for a hamburger, I'm going to Whataburger or, well, no, even that's.
Well, now, interesting.
I like Whataburger.
Interesting you bring up Whataburger, because I used to lust for Whataburger. If I'd land, you know, land in San Antonio or in Dallas at Love Field or whatever, first thing I'd do was, you know, go and get myself a Whataburger. Well, they've got them all mm-hmm. over Arizona, and they're not as good. They're just not. So I don't know in Texas if they're still as good, but here, whatever the magic was, they lost it.
Well, I've never, of course, had them in Arizona, but I love them here.
Okay, so they're still really good there. That's good to hear.
The only thing that's gone downhill there, I don't care for their fries.
Okay.
Right. That much, but of course, usually by the time I get them, they're cold.
So oh God! That... Well, you know, you have to always ask. Yeah, always have to ask for them unsalted.
Yeah, and then you get them, yeah. I learned that when I worked right. at Carl's Jr.
Exactly, just bring your own salt, you know, just...
Right.
You know, now, of course...
I never put enough salt on to suit me anyway.
I'm with you on that. That's right. I'd like a little a French fry with my salt. But now, some of the McDonald's, though, have an evil trick where they kind of cook them 90%, and then when somebody wants them no salt or whatever, they just put it back down for the last 10%, and the result is just not good. So you kind of...
I've had that, yeah.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah, but, yeah, I tell you what.
Yeah.
The other thing
and
about...
They used to do that at Carl's Jr., too.
Oh, God.
You know.
Other thing that really bothers me about fast food is some of these places don't clean their drink machines often enough. And so...
Oh, that's one thing that the Whataburger near us is terrible about. I won't get a Coke there because it tastes nasty.
Well, right, exactly. And... It varies location to location. It probably has something to do with the management rather than some edict from the franchise or whatever. But it's just so heartbreaking when you go into some place and you're expecting like a great McDonald's Coke or whatever, and it's you say, what is this? You know, and it's all because they don't clean those machines.
Yeah, I figured that. So, you know, I always just don't even bother with it. I bring my little bottle of water. And,
yeah.
You know. But a lot of times, if you don't buy the drink, you pay more.
Well, that, you know, as far as that goes, that whole thing about their value meals, you know, the stuff where you have to get chicken McNuggets or whatever, that to me is just crazy time. You know, what if I don't want chicken McNuggets, you know, because I can't find them in any, you know, natural food substance. But, yeah, I don't know.
When Gary used to, you know, be with, when we used to live within more walking distance of places, and Gary would want, you know, because he'd have to carry it home, so he didn't want the drinks.
Right.
And he had to pay more for them. Sometimes they got to know us, and they would give him the
deal anyway.
The special price. Yeah. Because we wanted the burger, we wanted the fries, we just didn't want the drink.
Well, you take the drink and you throw it in the nearest receptacle.
Yeah, that's true. And as far as Arby's is concerned, they used to have a pretty good French dip, but I would never. I had their beef is so thin. If I want brisket, I want a nice, thick piece of brisket.
Oh, absolutely.
That I can sink my teeth into.
Yes, with a lot of fat.
I don't want this tissue paper.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want this tissue paper stuff.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
Give me brisket.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Let me know it was related to a cow. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a place called True Texas Barbecue over here that's pretty good. So
well,
it's right here at about a mile away. So
Central Texas, that's one thing going for it. They do have good barbecue. And so, you know, if you shop around, you can find some great places. But that's about the only good thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know there are a couple way out that we haven't been to that
right.
we've heard are really good. I think
right.
there's one called the Salt Lick or something.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember what the other one is, but anyway. But I'll just stick with Whataburger, or I like In-N-Out. But I like them better when I get them in California. I don't know what the difference is. Maybe it's
I like In-N-Out burgers. The burgers are fine, but the French fries, uh-uh. And boy, if you don't eat them right away, they turn into a weapon. They're like,
yeah, that is true.
They're like Steak and Shake. And I don't know, I know they're natural, and you can even watch them make it with a natural potato. But, you know, otherwise, I'd swear there was cotton in it. I don't know, but it doesn't taste right to me. But the
I've even heard them, like, you know, when we're driving, like, we were at the drive thru and we're waiting, and we could hear this. I heard this chop, 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 chop sound, and I said, what is that? And then she said, oh, they're slicing the potatoes.
Right.
And I said, oh, really? I would have sworn that those were frozen fries.
No, but they might as well be, because I don't know. Yeah, and of course, I've heard some of these chains are going back to beef tallow. I don't know if In-N-Out's one of them, but I think that would be a market improvement. I wish McDonald's would do that. So, and then there's Steak and Shake, which also is good in some locations.
And then they stop. I used to, where was the place where they stopped using the peanut oil? And they used to have these great waffle fries.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
And now they still supposedly use peanut oil, but it's some kind of denuded peanut oil, so it's hypoallergenic. But I don't care. It no longer tastes like peanut oil.
Right. I haven't had them in a long... Well, I had them when I was in North Carolina, and I came home raving about them.
Oh, yeah.
And then Gary and I got them, and he said, these aren't that good. And I said, no, they're not. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And then I heard they were going to change how they made the fries, so maybe they hadn't got the memo in North Carolina yet.
I don't know. There. But yeah, you know, of course, Atlanta headquarters in North Carolina is not all that far, so I kind of liked them there too. But the big thing is, like I say, with these food allergies, all these companies, restaurants all have to be very careful. And so the result, though, yeah, I guess you can denature peanut oil, but then it doesn't taste like peanuts. So what's the purpose?
Yeah. You know, it's weird. I never used to hear about so many people being allergic to peanuts. Peanut butter and jelly was like, you know, what we lived on a lot of times.
Now you're into hard issues. So I'll just leave it there and say there is absolutely a reason. If you send me an email, I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
But there
All
is
right.
a
Sounds
reason.
Good, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I figured there probably was.
Oh, yeah. But,
you know,
man.
People are
man.
Allergic to a lot of things now.
That's
you know,
right.
That
That's
they were
absolutely
not
right. Yep. You betcha.
So,
yeah, there's a reason. All right. Well,
yeah.
good deal.
Okay.
Well, good to talk to you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we have John, who is in Covington. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up tonight, John?
Hey, Raleigh. My uncle, he's a retired priest. Well, he's still a priest. He just anyway, he used to. He's in Vero Beach, Florida, right now.
Okay,
but he had several stops along the way, and his last pastor gig, I guess you could, was Old St. Mary's in Chicago.
Okay,
and he absolutely liked it there. He liked all his stops, but the people seemed to like him. And he just left. He was here for 10 days. He just left today.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought I'd let people know Father Paul Husing's doing just fine.
Good.
So my sister and I wanted to move up here, but he's like, I'm having too much fun.
Well,
and
sure.
You know what he does?
What?
You know what he does? He 4 days, 4 out of the 7 days... He is the chaplain at a gym,
okay.
And he loves it, and he's 82 years old,
okay.
And the guys there, they fight, he tries to stay in shape, you know, and obviously they're going to take it easy on him. They fight over who gets to spar with Father Paul.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and, before he was a priest... Before he joined the seminary, he has a PhD in psychology.
Okay.
So, he's there, what did he tell me? About 6 hours a day, 4 days a week, he's the chaplain at the gym, and he loves it and they love him. And I just thought I'd let you and the people know at Old St. Mary's where he was his last gig,
okay.
Father Paul Husing is doing just fine.
Excellent.
And I thank you for your time.
Absolutely. That's good to hear. It's a good story. And I don't blame him for staying in Vero Beach. Don't ask him to move. He's right where he should be.
That's great. Thank
All right,
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll get to Shane. Oh, he's driving. I wonder where we're going tonight. I have a feeling I might know. Well, we'll find out on WGN Radio.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well, hold her tight.
When you dance.
This feeling, yeah, it's no disgrace. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well, hold her tight.
Oh,
you may do a rumbo or a tango, mambo, calypso, or strand. Lights I turn down low. You go hand in
hand.
You dance. Be sure to
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there they are, the Turbans, Philadelphia's own, in 1955 when Al Banks, lead singer, was 17 years old. Yeah, doing that wonderful falsetto. And it's interesting because, of course, the background, the nonsensical lyrics are doo-wop, doo-wop. And there are some who say, well, that's the first time doo-wop was actually used as a background lyric. I don't know if that's true. But you'll hear fights about that all the time. I don't know who'd be before 1955, but there you have it. And big hit. And so happy to play that as a request, though. I must say Golden Rings was my favorite by the Turbans. Maybe we'll give it equal time after the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. More Turbans a little later, 1961, on Parkway, their hometown label. They had re-recorded When You Dance, didn't do anything, but on the flip side of it was Golden Rings, which I thought was just a great little record. All right, so I was looking up with When You Dance, well, was it the first to actually say doo-wop? And of course, it's so hard to categorize because there's so many nonsensical lyrics where doo-wop can appear in them, but I'm thinking at least 10 years earlier, maybe more, the Delta Rhythm Boys. And I think that may be maybe close to the first.
What's the good of having money when you haven't got your honey.
I don't go out walking.
Ooh,
I ain't for no talking.
Ooh,
my baby done left me.
Ra-da-da-da.
Just a-sittin' and a-rockin'. Now if I had been scheming, instead of just dreaming, she'd never have left me. Just a-sittin' and a-rockin'. Now sitting all day without holding my baby, I'm such a lonely papa. If she don't hurry and come back, I'm a cinch to blow my top up. Now if I don't find her, I hope you'll remind her that I'm staying where she left me, just a-sittin' and a-rockin' all day.
Nice, as far as that goes. And yes, doo-wop is in there along with so much else. So I don't know that we'd call it the first or what have you. Of course, you know, scat backgrounds were common all the way around, and certainly so with vocal group harmony, which, of course, it always was until Gus Gossert renamed it doo-wop years ago. But so I'm not sure we'll actually find a first. But as far as among things that were in the Billboard Hot 100, so to speak, the Turbans' When You Dance might be it. I'm not sure. All right, so I'm done entertaining myself. 888-876-5593. But there's another song, These Golden Rings. Man, the Jive 5. I might have to hear that. I don't know. But we'll probably get back to your requests. Shane, who's driving, welcome back to WGN Radio. Where are you taking me?
I'm leaving Milwaukee on my way to Rockford.
Oh, okay, good, good. My old stomping grounds. Well, I'll enjoy it.
One of your hometowns.
Yes, absolutely. So
I was calling in to talk about the fast food.
Yeah.
And I've tried some of the sandwiches that you're talking about. First of all, that Arby's brisket, that's, if you want to call it brisket.
All right. You've convinced me I will not try it.
Yeah, it's not like... Yeah, Bucky's has better brisket.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm doing a 20-pound brisket this weekend, actually.
Oh. And
I'm a big smoker fan. I got two smokers. I got a pellet and an offset.
Ooh, how long are you going to smoke it for?
Depending on this 20-pounder is probably going to be 16 to 20 hours.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nice.
So I start that probably on the pellet smoker because that's kind of a set it and forget it thing.
Yeah.
Then I'll bring it to the offset afterwards.
Okay.
So anyway, Arby's brisket is a no for me.
Okay.
The Wendy's chicken sandwich, it tastes exactly the same.
Okay.
My problem with some of these restaurants is you're paying for more and you're getting less.
Oh, absolutely. That's across the board.
The chicken breasts are it feels like they don't even fill the bun.
Yeah.
The only chicken breast I get is when I go to Popeyes because their Popeyes chicken sandwiches, they're huge.
Okay.
It's kind of like Chick-fil-A, but I prefer the Popeyes spicy chickens.
Okay.
And what is with the shredded lettuce on these sandwiches? They need to use, like, real lettuce.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Why have it be the makings for coleslaw? Yes, I agree.
Right. I like the crisp lettuce with the crisp. Like when McDonald's had those, I can't remember what it's called, but years ago you had the cold on one side and the hamburger on the other side.
Yeah.
It keeps everything, the lettuce crisp, the tomato was crisp.
Yeah. That's
It just makes everything soggy.
That was like the McDLT. I think they called it, in the mid-80s, right?
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of styrofoam. I didn't like the styrofoam part.
Yeah.
But, that was kind of a neat idea they had. Yeah. That March Deluxe also, I tried that one, and I didn't like that either.
Huh.
Not a fan.
Yeah. There's not much fast food anymore that I do like, unfortunately.
Well, me and my wife only really do it on the weekends because at night, you know, I'm driving all night long and then I go home and I'm sleeping all day long. So
sure.
We don't have the time to go out, but like on the weekends we'll go shopping and you know, I don't feel like cooking, we'll just stop and pick something up.
Okay.
But I, you know, I like the Panera sandwich. Some of their sandwiches are pretty good. I like their soups.
Okay.
But yeah, some of those are just, I mean, the portion sizes to me, it's so aggravating. You're paying so much and you're getting so less.
That, yeah, and that is so true with just about everything. You look at grocery items and you see that, my God, there's less ounces than there used to be, but the price went up. Yeah, it's
right.
Across the board. Yeah, I guess I'm trying to think, do I ever eat fast food hamburgers? And yeah, the Wendy's Junior Cheeseburgers, I'll eat those when I'm driving and need something quickly. And
the only thing I'll go to Wendy's for now is their chili. I think they got probably one of the best chilies
okay.
for fast food.
Yeah,
but as far as their sandwiches, just the portions are so small, I don't even really go to Wendy's anymore for that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, with the Junior Cheeseburger, you're expecting it to be small. And you're right about the chili, except it's not good to eat that while driving.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so most of that has to pass the test. Can I hold the steering wheel at the same time? And if the answer is no,
that's
then
right.
I pass. Yeah.
Or even the cups. You go to take a drink and the top pops off. And
there's a certain hell. Absolutely. And in my case, in my Z28, it then falls directly into the gear shift. You know, just...
Oh, and that's such a nice car, too.
Yeah, right. And so I don't want to take the gear shift apart again because I'm sure it's gummed to hell and back. Because that's the one thing about that car. They never, ever put a good cup holder in that. It's not possible. So in that car, you kind of, if you get a drink, you have to hold on to it while you're driving.
Right. Yeah. And it's kind of hard driving a truck and holding something.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, no, you've got a lot more going on. You betcha. Yeah.
And I got enough trying to not hit any of the deer out here.
Oh, God.
I missed you yesterday because I called a little too late, but they're all over the place. I mean, I've already hit, in the last few years, I've hit 9.
And you know, they're suicidal because there have been vehicles now for well over 100 years. You'd think that they'd figure this out. They almost wait until there you are, and then they just fly across the road thinking they're not going to be hit.
They seem to turn around and run the opposite direction because it's so loud.
Yeah. No, you're fortunate. But, well, for four-wheelers, no, you'll collide. I remember I was renting a car once, and I was in Michigan. I ran into a deer, and, you know, I'm taking it back to the rental car place, and I think they're not going to give me, you know, all the collision stuff. So I read the thing, and it said that they covered an act of God. So I claimed it was a furry meteor.
And I like that.
Yeah, it was funny too because the woman, you know, obviously knew, and she said, "Come on, there's fur." I said, "Of course there's fur. It was a furry meteor." And she said, "Well," and I said, "That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Where can I sign the report?" And so,
well, if I hit another one, that's what I'm going to tell my dispatch.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a furry meteor. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Well, good deal. Well,
right.
Drive safe, and thanks for taking me with you.
Thanks, Raleigh. I appreciate everything you do.
Appreciate you calling. All right. So, yes, indeed. I love it when you call. So, call. That's 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. And, yeah, a dearth of calls at the moment, actually. And it's interesting because if we could figure out what was going on, and, you know, I've talked to people who are in retail, for instance, and, you know, some days places mobbed, other days not a person there. If there was any way to actually figure out why the traffic patterns change like that, I think, there'd be a lot of money to be made in selling that. But so far, we don't know, is the bottom line. But I was mentioning we had birthdays today, the 30th of June. That's right. It's absolutely July tomorrow and the big 4th of July weekend coming up. And a lot of travel for that, and being on a Saturday, probably even more than usual. And so I think we're going to have the fireworks in Globe. Freeport-McMoRan does it on their high mining tailings each year. And the only thing is we've had a lot of fire. And in fact, last night they closed Highway 60 due to fire. Usually it's they're constructing another bridge, but now it was fire. So not 100% sure we'll have them, but expecting it. But so in any event, so for the 30th, we mentioned Florence and Billy Brown and Gene Cotton. I got to look him up and see. But Tony Hatch, Yeah, he wrote a lot of Petula Clark stuff, and he was good. And in fact, he was married to Jackie Trent, and they did a lot of musical theater stuff and all that. That was, I think, like wife number two, and there's like one number three now or something. But in any way, that's the deal. But what else do we have? It was on this date in 1939 that Frank Sinatra made his first appearance with Harry James at the Hippodrome in Baltimore. That's right, Marilyn, My Love for You. And let's see, the original Crying in the Chapel, Sonny Till and the Orioles, 1953, recorded on this date. All right, so Eduardo is in Tampa. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Eduardo, what's happening tonight?
Yeah, first, before I get into that 80th anniversary of the Best Buzz. So Friday and Saturday... I got a visit from a couple small owls, one of them who was tapping on the window.
Really?
In the back here.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah. I took a photo. I'll probably, when I get a chance, I'll send it to you.
Yeah. No, they are nice.
And there were two of them. I didn't take a photo of the other one that was in the dark, but they were, the other one was right there on the corner of the patio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but one of them was tapping on the window.
Wow.
That's what my mother was saying, oh, you should have let the door open.
Oh, right. Right, exactly. That's good.
Yeah, that would have been great, them flying while I'm sleeping.
Well, not only flying, but they think nothing of relieving themselves everywhere.
Oh, okay, well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Although, the zoo is nearby. I mean, the city zoo, but that's a wild guess.
Well, no, what usually it is, if they're coming inside a dwelling, it's usually more of an accident than an intent. But if they do, they may be entering to hunt mice, things of that nature, because, you know, they are birds of prey.
Sure.
And so it could be they're just looking safe place to build a nest or whatever. But, man, okay. I'll tell you what, you get one inside, and if they start to feel that they're trapped, they will make a mess like you've never seen. But for the most part, you know, dark, quiet, high places. So if you have an owl, you probably are more likely to see it in the attic or a chimney than, you know, in the living room.
Yeah, there's one tree there that used to be like a palm tree. And that one I saw last month, I think like a woodpecker, because it was just banging its beak on that tree.
Uh-huh.
So it was obviously making a hole.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And if you do run into an owl, for God's sakes, don't try to catch it, at least not with your bare hands, because their talons are unbelievably sharp and their bite is unbelievably strong. So you will be at the bad end of that. But most likely, unless you've got a lot of mice, I don't think you're going to really have them wanting to come in.
No. No. Not here. I haven't noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they're neat.
Yeah.
They're just neat animals.
The best thing is I came here in the Tampa Times that it's the 80th anniversary.
Of what? Of what?
Oh, the Best Bus, the scooters?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, and they were mentioning here Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn in 1953, the Roman holiday.
Okay.
Some of the older callers, I'm sure, and Best Bus means wasp in Italian.
Huh.
And if I pronounce this right, Piaggio, P-I-A-G-G-I-O.
Right, right.
They were
They made, absolutely. They were, it was after the war in Italy. It was bombed out roads, and they were trying for affordable transportation. And a Vespa means wasp in English. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was the deal. I mean, most of us wouldn't think too much of it these days, but it was interesting because, of course, the way they were designed, a woman could be in a skirt and still mount without swinging a leg over the center bar and all those kind of things. And it was cheap, dirt cheap. And I think by the mid-50s, they'd already sold a million of them. So, yeah, I'm sure Roman holiday and all that, La Dolce Vita, probably increased their deal. And then it's big in Great Britain, too, in the latter 60s for reasons I don't know. It leaves me cold, but okay. You know, as far as that goes. So they still make them in India, but they also make them in Vietnam now, and you know, a little bit in Italy, but a lot of Vietnam. So,
okay,
18 million sold worldwide.
Yeah.
So, have you ever had one?
Oh, you know, I took a ride in one of them when I went to when I spent time over there in Rome.
Uh-huh.
I took a ride in one of them, okay. But in the back.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, one of my tours. Yeah, I mean, when I was in Rome, I went to the Florence, the Naples, and I mm-hmm. hiked the Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah. You're going to be fine with the, because you're close to Utah. I saw that in the news with the fires in Utah.
Well, we've got fires here. We've got our own fires. Like I say, okay. Closed the main road last night. But I think they've since gotten it away from the road enough to open the highway, which is good news. But, you know, that's always the case. And, of course, it's sort of a bad combination because when you have fires, you wind up with burn scars. And when you have burn scars, that's like a highway for floodwaters. And so you really don't want many fires close to you because you're going to get the floods. And so it's one of those things where on the one hand, everybody here is praying for rain. And on the other hand, you know, we don't know what to do. But there's fires all around the globe, not in the city or actually right by the city. But last night there was one by the cemetery on the road to Superior and stuff like that. So, you know, it's the way it is. Nothing's caught on yet, but it will happen because these things get to tens of thousands of acres. But so far, nothing like that. But it's also early in the year.
That's good.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. All right. I'll call back. I mean, it's Tuesday, so
yes,
maybe
I'll
call back tomorrow, Thursday.
Sounds good. Yeah. I'll look forward to it.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. So I think there was something I didn't do, so let me do it now on WGN Radio.
Ain't gonna lie, that's one thing you and I could never see. So as we kiss goodbye, if I cry, don't let these tears I shed today hold you back in any way. He's waiting for your smile, so hurry. Some pack of lies to us, a lie's the only sin. Least we'll end the way we've been by being truthful to each other.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, Keith, Barry James Kiefer, Philadelphia's own, worked with Jerry Ross on a lot of things. And yeah, it was Cleveland Dennis who mentioned 98.6. I said, well, how about Ain't Gonna Lie? And he was accepting of that, and I was glad. I think my favorite Keith, though, is You'll Come Running Back to Me. I think it was on the first album. But we'll get to James on the South Side and his stories, and Ned and Carol Stream. And there's room for you in another hour of this coming up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
A fine romance with no kisses,
a fine romance, my friend. This is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder. But we just fizz like parts of settler's powder. Yes, fine romance with no glitches. A fine romance with no bitches. Just as hard to land as the Eden of France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
Take romance and I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults at all morals. I've never mussed a crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh Jamie. Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, 1957 on Verve, A Fine Romance. All right, so 888-876-5593. What does Annette and Carol Stream have to say for herself? Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I guess I've called to whine about a few things.
Oh, good. Good. I'm ready.
I don't mean it to be like that, but for one thing, I need to buy a new phone because my phone is about to give out on me.
Oh.
It's about 5 years old and I'm having problems with it. And, you know, I have to say it was pretty cheap to begin with, which I can't complain about.
Right.
But now I have to get a new one. And I'm not sure what to get. I am very visually impaired, getting more so all the time. I have RP. And so I'm thinking I'm probably going to need to get an iPhone. I don't know. Right now I'm using an Android.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm used to that. But from what I've heard, generally iPhones have more features on them that can help people that are visually impaired. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, from everything I've heard. Now, of course, you've got one thing going for you with regard to the Android. You know it. And so that makes it tough to make a change. So, but from, and believe me, I get that. But from everybody I've talked with, they are absolutely happy that they've gone with iPhone. But I'll again open it up to anyone who will call us tonight, even if you have before, and let us give us a vote. And you know,
I'd be happy to hear that.
I want to know. And also, there's a lot that is native to the operating system, but then there's also a lot of apps that you can get that help as well. So you know, no doubt about it. When you're visually impaired, phones are just a nightmare. And they just are. You know, it's one of the reasons I carry a laptop everywhere, it's, you know, no matter what. Big screen, you know. But phones are undeniably convenient, so I get that. But
And I have to depend on it for contact with other people because I live alone.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. You're right about the contact because so many things they'll demand that you have a phone so that you can get the two-factor authentication or whatever. You know, they make it very difficult when you've decided to be like me and say, I'm not doing it. You know, I get that big time. I'm hoping somebody will tell us. Because the other thing is iPhones aren't cheap. You know,
I know.
That's sadly, you know, Androids, because Google will license
it. More expensive all the time.
Right. And the thing is, Google will license it to anybody with Androids. You know, I mean, hell, I'm surprised they're not, you know, licensing it to hamburgers or what have you. It doesn't matter to them. But iPhones, Apple doesn't license. So you're dealing with them no matter what. And the bad news, of course, is that that'll hurt you in the price of it.
Financially, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, I'm willing to put a little bit of money into it if it can help me, you know, to understand stuff better.
Absolutely.
Another thing is, and I'm asking you this just because you seem to know a lot about everything, that is about security. Again, because I'm single, I worry about security all the time. And it used to be once in a while I would Google myself and I would find nothing. I would find stuff about older people than me that had similar names and they were deceased. You know, here's this person's obituary. And they might even have my same name, but they live someplace else. Lately, I've Googled myself and immediately I get several things that pop up that give my name, mm-hmm. my full address, and mm-hmm. my phone number.
Right. And if you go
right online,
right. If you go further, you'll get your age as well. You'll get.
Yeah. And I'm like a little scared about that. Where did that all come from?
Well, I can tell you where it came from. But first, let me tell you that the thing to be most scared about is the thing that you don't see. You know, you've heard about the dark mm-hmm. web. The only thing that makes the dark web dark is the information on there is not searchable. So people who are nefarious have to know why they're going there. Well, it'll never come up in Google or anything like that. It's not searchable.
Okay.
In other words,
okay.
it's dark. You have to know the URL you're going to get what it is you want to get. It will never be in a search result. That's why it's dark. The amount of things on the dark web about you is voluminous. You know, for instance, my social security number's all over it. You know, and on and on,
yeah,
on and on.
Mine is probably
it probably is. And what happens more than anything else, it's breaches that have been medical databases more than anything else. That's been the real.
Okay.
And of course, in recent times, in the last few decades, you never give your social security number. But in the past, hell, it was your Medicare number, for God's sakes, you know. There's all this stuff that you're not going
to
see anyway. So if you're worried about what you're seeing on a search, understand that that's a fraction of what somebody nefarious is going to see on the things that don't come up on a search. It's there. You know,
see, I've had to go to doctors a lot more the last few years,
yeah.
and so I've had to give all that information many times.
You never have to give your social security number again. Just it'll be on the form, but refuse to give it. You don't have to give it. So
even for them to file Medicare for me.
Yes,
huh?
Because Medicare is no longer Social Security based. They changed that rule in, I think it was 2017, because so many people had been hurt by it that Congress passed a law that Medicare numbers would be anonymized. So no, you will never have to give your Social Security number, because if you look at your Medicare card, it is no longer your Social Security number.
No, it's not. I know they put a new number on there.
Well, and of course, you know, sadly, this year alone, twice I've gotten new cards because of breaches. So, you know, and they notify you. And then, you know, you get there, well, we'll monitor your credit for all this. You know, I guess there's a couple things you can say you're worried about. One would be some form of identity theft. The good news is use credit cards. Never use debit cards. Don't even have a debit card. Don't even have an ATM card. Why? Because they don't offer the kind of protection that credit cards do. The government got after credit cards, and bottom line is when there's fraud, you're not liable. But with a debit card, they can wipe you out. And the bank, it's at the mercy of the bank. They may not give you a dime. So, you know,
yeah.
I always
have both.
Right. And I always
try not to use the debit card very much.
I wouldn't. And I wouldn't carry it, you know, because if you lose it, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
I would say
you're
that.
In trouble.
Yeah, that's number one. Number two, of course, is look at your credit reports regularly. It's free now. You go to annualcreditreport.com, and I think you can do it like once a week. It used to be once a year. It's not like that anymore. You can do it often. And just have a look. See, is there anything on there that you don't recognize? Of course, you'll look at your bills, but what you're looking for is, did somebody open an account in my name that I don't know about? You know, you can pretty much get a gauge on it. So all those things, pretty good. I wouldn't bank online if I were you. I would, as hard as it is, I would want to do that in person. I don't like having money where it's available online. But sometimes it's
right.
unavoidable.
I don't usually do it online, yeah. but I sometimes call their 800 number.
That's fine.
Listen to, they read all my stuff off to me, because it's really hard for me to read the statements now.
No, absolutely. And that's perfectly fine. But I wouldn't have online access so that nobody else can get it. When I open an account, I always say no online access so that it's just not there. So those are some basic things. But there's another element when you say security. You're living alone. And now you know, hey, there's people who have my address and they know where I lay my head at night. And, whether or not that is a worry depends upon how exposed you are. If you have people in your life, that you interact with, maybe even casually, you really don't want your whereabouts known. But unless you're in that, like if you're a cop or if you're a judge, or hell, if you're a talk show host, you don't want where you lie your head to be public information. But for the private person, assuming that you don't have anyone in your life who is about to do you harm, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Okay.
I would if you're saying, well, I've got several people who would rather I not be walking the planet. Then I'd say, well, then the one thing you never want to do is where you lay your head is not in any database. No database is secure no matter what they say. It's just not. And the biggest problem with databases isn't the problem with the technical failure. It is social engineering. It is that somebody who is really savvy will talk somebody out of the information. And so that's usually how the breach occurs, much more than a technical breach.
I've also gotten a whole ton of spam calls lately. And my phone didn't used to identify them as spam, but now they've started identifying them as such.
Right.
And I get 5 to 10 a day.
Well, that's because somebody got your information.
Somebody sold.
And is selling it.
Yeah.
That's right. And is selling it. Don't answer those calls no matter what. Do not answer. Because very often those calls are all about to see whether you will answer. Because see, if you do answer, your phone number is worth more money when they're selling it, because they can they can say that they've
this is an active number,
right?
Yeah.
And they've proven it's an active number, right? Exactly. So don't ever answer the phone. Now I know on iPhones, on iOS, they have that little thing where you can go ahead and have every call screened before it gets to you. Whether you wanted to go, if you get an iPhone, you may want to go that way. You may not. What happened is if suddenly you're seeing an uptick in that, you were in a group that's been sold and resold. And don't answer the phone and never, ever, ever call any of those people back. Unless it's something that you have done business with and obviously if it's the drugstore saying your prescription is ready, you may want to call them back if you're not coming in. But if it's the drugstore saying your prescription is ready and you've never heard of that drugstore, you do not call them back.
Usually those places don't leave messages.
Well, it depends.
So,
it depends. A lot of times they will, because a lot of them use a form of a loose form of AI where it automated calls it. It's there more and more. But I would say if you absolutely cannot authorize that you know who this is, no matter what it is, just ignore it.
Okay.
And
I have found a way to block them now on my phone. So
certainly with messages that's easy. Harder with voicemails. The other thing, of course, is this is your life. Turn off that ringer when you want to go to sleep. Do not be available 24/7. If anybody tries to guilt you into something like, well, what if something happens to me? Well, it'll still be happening when I get up. Thank you very much. Do not. So you rule the phone. Don't let it rule you.
Okay.
But I have I want you to hold on because I have a Karen immediately called about something. And let's see what she knows. In fact, let's see what she knows about phones. So hang on. Don't go away. All right. So now let me... let me put Annette on hold and find out from Karen. All right, Karen, what you got?
Hi. I do have an iPhone.
I don't give the number out. I don't use it very often. I can't screen dial. So what I do is I got one of those good old flip phones for emergency. If I'm going to go out, I take that with me. And normally, if somebody wants my number, I give them my landline.
Yeah, if you have one. Sure.
And I don't mess with... Another thing I don't like is if I want to make a call on an iPhone, I can't, of course, can't screen dial. I know a lot of blind people who can, but I can't. So here you are, and you're sitting in a public place. So you want to call your friend or somebody, and what happens? You got to say, Siri, call, blah, 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 blah. Now you've given that number to everybody sitting around you.
Right. Oh, of course. Now, by the way, when you
know who's sitting there,
when you say you have a Braille flip phone, it's not a true Braille flip phone in that sense, with a refreshable Braille six screen.
No.
Obviously, it's tactile.
Oh, no.
Right. It's tactile.
No, that's got the good old buttons. That's an
right,
old school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like the Blind Shell Classic 3 or 2 or the Mini Vision
no,
and all that.
I got it at Metro. I used to have a smaller one. This one talks, but it's kind of a pain in the tail because I can't understand it. And all it is just like your old flip phone. You open the darn thing up, and you have the buttons.
Yeah, and it's tactile.
You know, one through whatever.
Right.
You just dial it like you would a handset on a cordless.
Right. It's tactile, absolutely. All right.
Yeah, oh, definitely. But as far as iPhones or whatever, yeah, I use them for getting information. I can send emails only with a keyboard. So, you know, I don't give the number out, so I don't have to. And if I get voicemails, you're out of luck.
Yeah. All right.
Another thing I learned with the nuisance calls, most of the time they don't leave a voicemail. And I tell all my friends, if you want me to call you back, you leave a voicemail.
Yep.
If there's no voicemail, you don't get no call.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Karen, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you.
All right. So now Gary in Austin wants to chime in on this. So, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, yeah, just a few comments. And I use my iPhone for all my phone stuff because I can use a screen to dial. And if I need to call somebody publicly, I usually have them in contacts. Okay, you know, say call Fran.
Okay.
You know, if I need to call her, it's not going to give her phone number out.
Right.
And people, a lot of times, they're so into their own phone, they're not paying that much attention to what you're doing unless you're loud and obnoxious or
yeah.
But Android does have something called TalkBack, so if she's used to an Android phone, they do have TalkBack on it. I can't speak to it because I don't know anything about the Android system.
Yeah, it's a Google product. It's a built-in screen reader.
Yeah,
and so
I know some versions of it are, some manufacturers have different versions of it.
Right. Well, that's the thing, because they're licensing the phones to, you know, God only knows who. And yes, they can be different person to person. But yeah, TalkBack is a possibility. The other thing is, while Karen cannot do certain things on her iPhone, that's not to say that can't be done on an iPhone.
No, I there's some stuff she can't do that I can.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be egotist or anything like that. It's just
it's a learning curve.
I wanted to learn to do it. So,
right. And that's what it comes down to. How determined are you to surmount the learning curve? Some people don't. But if it were me, man, I'd be all over it. I'd be wanting to build the phone. But
then there are some people that have spatial issues and they get lost on the screen. And there are reasons.
Right. Oh, I get that. But there's a lot more that most of these things can do than most people know because of that learning curve. Yeah, absolutely.
I do everything with my phone. It's replaced my radio pretty much.
Wow.
Even, you know, because I can carry it around.
Sure.
If I'm somewhere and I want to listen to
Sure.
You know, K whoever or W whoever or, you know, XE whoever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. And, you know, so, and a quick thought about security. When they call you and they'll say, do you have Medicare? That's one thing I get. Do you have Medicare part?
You, right? You hang up the phone.
Say yes.
No, you hang up the phone and right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I will say something that's completely not related to it because I know it's a, you know, AI voice.
Right, and they're just recording it. They want you to say yes as many times as you can say yes. So, you know, recite your favorite song lyrics.
I'll say, like, I'll just say whatever. Usually it could be obscenities.
Oh, God.
Just because.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, because I'm not going to say yes or no to any call that I get.
No, because
anywhere.
It, absolutely.
Unless I know the person.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right.
You're not
100% right.
The word yes is a word that's not in my vocabulary.
Exactly, but, because they will record it and they will use it. You're 100% right. I'm glad you brought that up.
And they're going to sell you.
Yep.
So, but that's just some comments. There are some groups that will assist her if she decides to get an iPhone.
Yeah.
There's one called ibugtoday.org that has a lot of mentorship stuff.
Now, this is great stuff, but I want you to hold on because no one listening to WGN is hearing this because the news has been on. So don't go away. Don't go away.
Sure.
All right. So if you're listening to the stream, you're hearing it, but otherwise you're not. So let me put Gary back on hold and get back to Annette and say, hang on, Annette, till after the news, and we'll put Gary back on. And, you know, any questions so far?
No, this is all good information. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, hang on.
Grass is greener on the other side. Well, maybe you had better take another look and find out, baby. Right now he's got you sold, but all that glitters isn't gold. And when the glitter starts to wear away, you'll see you'll come running back to me. He's really got you riding on a merry-go-round. Wait until it stops and you go falling down, 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 down. Right now you're on a cloud. You think you're in with the in crowd, but in goes out. And when you're out, you're gonna see you come running back to me. Satisfied with what you had, you'll have to learn the hard way, and I'm just a little bit glad. Anyone can see you're building on a false foundation. When
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Yeah, it's from Keith's first album, You'll Come Running Back to Me, and I thought it was just terrific. All right, so actually wasn't planning to play it, but during the news, I didn't bother to queue up the next request, so apologies to that. I'll get one when we're done. All right, so now we are talking with Annette about security and getting advice, and we were talking with Gary in Austin. So, all right, Gary, sorry for the interruption. You were giving us some good information. I realized it wasn't on the air.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it was or didn't make it on the air, but I was just mentioning, as far as security goes, that just don't say yes.
You're 100% right about that. And people don't realize that they're asking you questions for you to say yes because they're recording that. And then they will be you and they will place orders that you don't want. So you're 100% right. Yes. Agreed.
And I know that guy from who called every now and then about phone scams. He would probably agree with that.
I'm sure of that. Yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while. Yeah. So hopefully one of these days we will. All right. Good advice and thank you.
Sure.
All right, so now let's move on before we get back to Annette. And Brian in Seneca has some advice. So what you got for me, Brian?
Yes, I've used iPhones ever since I finally broke down and got a smartphone in the first place. My personal results with iPhones has been I've never had a problem with them. And a friend of mine who's had smartphones for a lot longer than I have has gone with a particular brand of Android phone. Now, the Android is the operating system that runs on the phone.
Of course.
And he was just one example, and I'm sure that most of the phones made by this particular company that rhymes with Samsung are good phones. But he was complaining about a new and different and more bizarre defect with the phone every single week.
Hmm.
So hopefully Annette has had better luck with hers. But my advice is that if she's switching from an Android-based phone to an iPhone and that her vision is also deteriorating, that she do it yesterday.
Okay.
But we'll settle for now.
All right.
While she still has some eyesight available, because she's going to be breaking Android habits and building iPhone habits.
Oh, of course.
And whether you're talking an Android phone or iPhone, it's just a slab. There's nothing to feel on it.
Well,
on a good day, you'll be able to feel the side of the camera lenses and know that the other side is the one that you have to be touching.
Well, there are some, by the way, that are very tactile, that are made specifically for people who can't see. But whether some of them are very pricey, unfortunately, but they exist. All right.
Yeah.
But good. And
yeah, if she's going to switch to iPhone, do it now.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So, I tend to agree with that. But, I guess, Annette, the first question is, how attached to Android are you? Because, as I say, there's a number of different choices that may do you a lot better than what you've got. But if you're willing to embrace a learning curve, probably iPhone is your choice.
Okay. What I have right now is a Samsung.
Okay.
And it's not... And like I said, I know
it's not tactile.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's just a flat screen.
Right.
Yeah.
I
actually did have an iPhone very briefly several years ago, which I liked, but the problem was my brother had put me on his family plan.
Uh-huh.
And then he tracked me with it.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Absolutely.
And since we were in disagreements about a whole lot of stuff that involved money, he was tracking where I was all the time so that he could send people to go after me to make me sign things.
Right.
You know, he was using it for evil. Really.
Right. Absolutely. No,
I called the company that we got it from and they said, we know people do that. We can't do anything about it. It's illegal. Just throw your phone in the garbage and buy a new one.
Okay.
And I thought, whoa.
Right.
So I never did throw it out, but I disconnected from it. And I did get this cheaper one, you know. So I know that iPhones have a lot of good features to them, and I think I probably should be changing to that, like that man said a minute ago.
Yeah.
I have something else I want to ask you. It's completely separate from these things, and I'll try to make it kind of quick. But, I said I live alone. I actually live alone in a tiny apartment in a big building.
Okay.
Which is part of a complex.
Right.
Of like 400 people.
Right.
Now, the thing is, this complex is all for seniors. Everybody has to be 62 and over. And it's completely independent living, and they don't do very much for us. But they demand quite a bit of us because it is low-income housing.
Right.
And I've never lived in a low-income housing situation before.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of things that they make us do and jump through all these hoops and stuff.
Right.
And I got my first clue about how it was going to be when I first came here. And I told them I was going to get a guide dog. And they said, oh, no, you're not here. And I said, why not? And they said, because we don't allow them here.
Right, right.
And I said, you can't do that. That's against the law.
Right.
And they said, we've never had guide dogs and we're never going to.
Right.
And I said, why? And they said, because we don't want them.
Right, exactly.
So the place is run by a few women who are kind of, what do I want to say? They, you know, they demand what they want.
Right.
And you do it or you get out.
That's right. By the way, that's exactly right. You do it or you get out. And so, it depends on your tolerance for that. For instance, I would have zero tolerance for that. There would be absolutely no way that I would do that. But,
well, the good thing about it is they're only charging me about a third of my income, which most places would charge a lot more than that.
I understand. And, you're living in the mall of life. Everything's available at a price, and the price is usually not just financial. So the price you pay for getting that financial break is you're not in control of your own destiny in many ways. Now, only you can know whether that price is too much to pay. For me, it sure the hell would be, but there again, it might not be. Might not be for you. So
what's been bothering me the most lately is that they keep putting out all these things of information, supposedly, communicating with people, but they're all in tiny, tiny print that I can't read.
Uh-huh.
And I'm guessing that if everybody here is 62 and over, and I know a bunch of people have macular degeneration,
right,
that many of us cannot read it. So I've complained about that to the office, and they tell me I'm the only one complaining about it, so they don't think it's their problem, it's my problem.
Well, here's the deal. They've been transparent. They're telling you that they rule the roost.
They don't care.
That's right. It's their way or the highway, so to speak. And so there again, you're never going to win against that situation. You're not going to prevail about logic. It is what it is. Now there again, you say to yourself, well, you've looked around, you've seen other prices. Is it worth it to you? The cost of it is dealing with these kind of people. Only you would know if that's worth it. Now, like I say, it wouldn't be to me. I'd live in a tent on the street before I'd do that. But but that's just me. So, and there's no wrong answers on this, as far as that goes, whatsoever. It's entirely up to your discretion. But if
kills me is they know how to use email, and they've got a system where they do text messages, but they don't put the most important things in the text messages.
Oh,
they still print them up in tiny print and slap them on your door.
You do understand the concept of passive aggressive, and that's what these people are. And so logic is not going to prevail on this because they're not operating from a standpoint of what's best or what's logical.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's up to you to how much you want to take and what other options there are and how thoroughly you've investigated all of them.
I probably have not.
Well, maybe that's time to do that. And I'm not saying you never have to move if you don't want to move, but it certainly is something where I think you would want to know what your options are.
Well, part of the reason I came here is because there's a social services agency nearby that's not a part of this, but they help people here with a lot of things, okay? And here's where they recommended for me to move because they do the most for people here.
Well, that's fine, but then you go back to them and you say, hey, I understand that, but this is untenable. What other recommendations do you have?
Yeah. Well, the thing that really, set me off was that in the past 5 days, I see a counselor through that organization, usually once a week, but he only has like an hour with me. And he's a really good guy, and he's very understanding, and he tries to help me with lots of stuff, and he'll read stuff to me. But in the past week, since I saw him last, we've gotten 8 things on our doors in tiny print that are all like, do this now, be aware of this now,
Right.
And earlier this evening, I just found a new thing out there that says tomorrow morning, we're having another inspection. They do a ton of inspections here every year. They have a new one tomorrow that is inspecting the electrical system, and they have to be able to get to our electrical box, and it has to be cleaned up and ready to go tomorrow morning at 9. They're going to start these in my building.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning at 9. And I got the thing late in the day on my door.
And
I had to work really hard to be able to read any of it. And I just think, this is absurd.
Well, it is, but I wouldn't play their game. I wouldn't feel that you have to read it. What happens if you don't?
well, then they just show up and bang on your door. And if you don't answer the door, they take their master key and break in. And then if they think things are too messy, then they report you. And then you get a call from the headmistress and she screams at you for a while, you know.
Yeah, I really think that it behooves you to look at other options.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't think that in regular apartments you get this kind of thing.
Well,
you know,
it might be in other places there are other things that are equally, you know, unpleasant. But, you know, doing some research, you're going to find out what's going on. But if you like the person at the social services, you just say, hey, I understand somebody thought this was for my best interest, but this is absolutely untenable. And say, what are my options? I do not want to be controlled in this way. It's passive-aggressive. They're sending me things I can't read. And on and on. I mean, unload on them and just see what they say. Why they have an in with these people, I don't know. But there may be another story there.
Partly just because they're nearby.
Well, yeah, but there's more. Yeah, usually there's a little more than that. That's part of it. But no. But no, you don't... Fran's going to want to get in on this too, and we're going to talk to her a moment. But believe me, you do not have to take a situation where you're literally victimized in your own dwelling. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
And so you're never going to change them. Understand that.
Well, I think that's true.
Right.
Because the woman who runs this place has been here for like 55
years. You're not going to change it. Absolutely
and
not.
She has no plans on leaving.
Yeah.
And they all do what she says or they leave, you know.
Right. Right.
And I think, how long can she keep doing that? But I don't know. It's like we're not even living in the 21st century.
Right.
Okay, well.
Let me keep me posted and keep listening, too, because I think you'll hear show's almost over. But if not now, probably next week, we'll talk even more about it. But I think that I think that you shouldn't just let it go, because it's obviously affecting you on every level. And it's just wrong.
Yeah, so, it brings my anxiety up.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't need that. You just don't need it.
When I have my radio on late at night, other people that live here complain.
So
that
what?
They can hear my radio at night. And I think, what's the big problem? You know, I'm in a separate unit than you are. But they want all the radios and TVs turned off by around 10
right.
PM.
Well, again, that's, you know, you're making my case for me. No, it's up to you if you're willing to put up with this.
Sometimes it just feels like I'm living in a prison, you know.
Well, you are. You
Which
are.
Doesn't seem right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, absolutely, you are. All right. Keep me posted.
Thank you.
No, I want to know, and keep listening. Don't go. Don't turn off the radio yet. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate
it.
Yeah. And plus, it'll bother the neighbors that she doesn't turn off the radio. So we don't want her doing that. All right. So let me see. What a horrible situation. I couldn't live like that. Fran and Austin, what do you know?
Oh my God, I was in a situation like that. But I'll go into more of that later, because I know the show's almost over. But I would suggest that she check out, that Annette check out a website called iBug, is it .com? .org, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's iBug.org.
And is iBug E-Y-E?
iBugtoday.org.
Okay, is iBug E-Y-E or the letter I?
No, it's the letter I, BUGPODAY.org.
Okay, iBugToday.com. Yes.
Oh, is it .com?
Is
Gary,
it?
You told me wrong.
No, maybe it's not. What does Gary think it is?
He said it's .org.
Well, yeah, it is .org. It actually is a redirect. So, yes, it either will work, but it is officially .org. Yes.
Okay. In fact, Gary is going to be doing some tutoring there. They have a program. They know about iPhones, and they also have some people that know about Androids, and they have a mentoring program.
Okay.
And if she can get on, also she can get on Zoom. On they have different things, like on Monday night there's a question and answer thing, and that's on iPhones, but they also have some Android things. If she can get on Zoom, they have a lot of things on Zoom that
that they offer, and they offer a mentoring program. And as I say, Gary's just starting to be a mentee for them. And he's mentoring a lady that's, she's only been blind a couple of years. She was born in 51, but she wants to learn it all. And Gary's really looking forward to doing that. But they're a great resource. And now I would say, because my experience with an iPhone, I can't use the on-screen keyboard as well as Gary can. So I have a Bluetooth keyboard.
Okay.
And I just type, I use that for all my email and everything like that. And if I want to call somebody and I'm out in public and I don't want to tell Siri, who I'm calling, I don't want everybody to hear, then I just find them in my contact list and call, and have it dial it that way. But another thing too is that there's an app called Aira, and it, one time when we got left off at the wrong place at 4 o'clock in the morning, they were a godsend.
Oh, that's great.
Because we were able to call them, they can take over your screen and they tell us which way to go. One time I went to a medical building and I wasn't sure where I wanted.
John said I'm out of time, that the show is over. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'll talk
to
you next week.
All right.
Thank you. All right. And
bye.
Appreciate it. And I will put some of this online on the website so you can grab it there, especially the ibugtoday.org. All right. So we thank everybody. I apologize to those of you who are still hanging on. Thank Adam for screening your calls and John for screening your calls. Adam for keeping us on the air. Most of all, you for calling. And yes, I'm so sorry I didn't get to a number of you, but that's why we have next week, and I promise to do better. I'm Raleigh James. That's a wrap. It's WGN Radio.
Bad Company Man, plus Galveston Coaster Chaos, and Jerk Chicken. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Stools Gold, the spy who came in from the gold. FUBAR Gold Bar collateral rampage at the CIA as the feds raid a senior official's home and allegedly find yields of gold bars worth a whopping $40 million, plus a couple mil more in foreign cash stash. Position impossible for squalid gold taken into custody. The agency attempting to ascertain how this alleged array of assets got away. The spy next score gold-fingered in this claimed case of covert allocation. Now what? CIA or CYA? Peer pressure. Galveston. Oh, Galveston. A roller coaster at Galveston Pleasure Pier turned into a towering traffic jam when the thrill-thrashing track teaser suddenly stalled, stranding riders high above the gulf. Passengers sat stuck, sweating and second-guessing their season pass purchases while crews climbed into action and carefully brought the coaster chaos to a close. Galveston, oh, Galveston. Some folks paid for a rush and got a wait instead. Hang on, Loopy. Chicken a la fling. Some grinner chicken spinner took his hungry art for a stunt food junkie spin on a roller coaster high above Ohio. Queasy rider smuggled a 10-piece order of chicken nuggets on board and ate the whole thing, rockin' and rollin' video of his sickin' plot in defiance of all risks of projectile cometing. 93 miles an hour up and down, but despicable glee was one chicken caught guy when the park banned his fly advice flung pow chicken skit for life. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.